Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Part of the Great Mystery. We are not very good at understanding the problem of unity and diversity. We continue to struggle in our society with rampant racism, along with many other isms. We habitually choose our smaller groups because we don't know how to belong to a larger group. That demands too much letting go. We are deeply trained in cultural individualism. We don't even recognize our lack. Only the whole is holy. Individually, we are too small, too fragile, too broken to represent the mystery of Christ. For in one spirit, we were all baptized into one body. We were all given of one spirit to drink. This verse tears down notions of nationalism, classes, and caste. We are more one than we are many. When we can move from I to we, our conversion begins. Only generous, unconditional love can free us from this self-isolation. Yes, you are perfect and good enough. Evil is corporately agreed upon as good before individuals ever dare to do it. We all cooperate in absurd systems. Humbly and honestly recognize this. First of all, we are one. And secondly, each of us is a unique individual. You all are parts of the great mystery. I am who I am because we are who we are. The Ubuntu vision of relatedness can provide healing in the midst of our many current crises and divisions. We are in perilous times, and the answer to the question, who are we to be, will have implications for generations to come. We can answer the question of who we are to be with the spirit of Ubuntu. A person is a person through other people. I am who I am because we are who we are. Who I will be is deeply related to who you are. We are each impacted by the circumstances that impact those around us. What hurts you hurts me. What heals you heals me. What causes you joy causes me to rejoice, and what makes you sad also causes me to weep. By myself, I am nothing at all, but in general, I am, I hope, in the wanting of love, for it is in the wanting that the life of all people consists. The charity of God creates in us such a wanting that when it is truly seen, no person can separate themselves from another, and in the sight of God, all humans are one, and one person is all people. Vital relationship. A person with Ubuntu is open and available to others, affirming of others, does not feel threatened, for he or she has a proper self-assurance that comes from knowing that he or she belongs in a greater whole and is diminished when others are humiliated or diminished. Ubuntu provides a unifying and hopeful vision for our diverse world. Ubuntu is a way of life that encompasses all our aspirations about how to live life well together. My humanity is caught up, is inextricably bound up in yours. The bedrock of Ubuntu is respect for yourself and for others. So if you're able to see other people, even strangers, as fully human, you will never be able to treat them as disposable or without worth. Ubuntu is about seeing the bigger picture, the other side of the story. Ubuntu is about reaching out to our fellow men and women through whom we might just find the comfort, contentment, and sense of belonging we crave. Ubuntu embraces our differences and celebrates them. Ubuntu celebrates our diverse interdependence and is related to wholeness and peace. We are placed in a delicate network of vital relationship with the divine, with my fellow human beings, and with the rest of creation. Our interdependence with each other is part of what it means to live in the image of God. Each one of us is of immense worth, of infinite value, because God loves us. That is why God created us. Our value is intrinsic to who we are. Our worth stems from the fact that we exist because of the divine love. We are only the light bulbs. Our job is just to remain screwed in. We are each a God carrier, a tabernacle of the Holy Spirit, indwelt by God, the Holy and Most Blessed Trinity. God created us for interdependence as God has created us in God's image, image of a divine fellowship of the Holy and Blessed Trinity. God created us to be different in order that we can realize our need for one another. We learn how to be human through association with other human beings. This Trinitarian vision of God helps us imagine a relational universe of one anotherness, community in unity, unity and community, being in interbeing, where benevolence toward the other is at home. God with God in community leads us to envision God with us in community. It is a gift offered to others like a poem to inspire us to reverence otherliness as a theological attribute, a healing practice. The way of the flow. God clearly loves diversity. The three-in-one God shows God's love for diversity. Is there any evidence to show where in all of creation that God prefers uniformity? We consistently confuse uniformity with spiritual unity. In the Trinity, the three are maintained as diverse, different, and distinct, and yet they are radically one. In the presence of the Trinitarian God, God totally lets go of boundaries for the sake of the other. Each accepts full acceptance by the other. Understanding the Trinity can heal our tendency to other people who are different than ourselves. The Godhead itself maintains separate identity between three with an absolutely unique kind of unity, which is the very shape of divine oneness. God's pattern and goal is radical diversity maintained in absolute unity by a perfect love that infinitely self-empties and infinitely outpours at the same time. This divine pattern is most beautifully revealed in all the array, the pleroma, the fullness of creation. God is forever making room and infilling. This is the way of the flow. This is the foundational template for the success of the human project, for those ready to embrace at the level of experience what they already confess in their creeds. Diversity honored. All our accumulated experiences of the past give us two crucial gifts for this undertaking: a profound conviction that meaningful and creative experiences between peoples can be more compelling than all the ideas, concepts, faiths, fears, ideologies, and prejudices that divide us, and absolute faith that such experiences can be multiplied and sustained over a time interval of sufficient duration. Any barrier that separates one person from another can be undermined and eliminated. The ground of such meaningful experiences can be provided by the widest possible associations around common interest and common concern. One basic discovery that constantly surfaces: meaningful experiences of unity among peoples are more compelling than all that divide and separate. The sense of presence is being manifest, which in time will bring one to his or her own altar stairs, leading each in his or her own way, like Jacob's ladder from earth to heaven. Give contemplative practices priority. Devote time to a guided meditation, which is an element of congregational life. Watch the embracers and connections across chasms of race, gender, and social devastation. All this is an example of how diversity can be honored and held together by a shared experience of God.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening. The angels are listening. God is listening. I am listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You are invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.